This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now today, Warriors, I want to talk about something very, very important. You know, the Friday podcast or shorter podcast, motivation, inspiration, just to get you going and help you get your shit together, Warriors. Let's be real, right? We really just want to get our shit together. That's a positive thing. It's like saying, hey, let's go. Let's rise up. Let's lock arm in arm. Let's all get our shit together. Let's build some generational wealth for our families. Let's get that comfortable life going. What I mean by that is not avoiding discomfort, but getting that bank account stacked up, getting those houses that you want, the comfort that you want, be able to go to vacation when you want, and not get caught up in the paradigm. What I want to talk about today, Warriors, what I want to talk about today is perception, okay? You have to let go of other people's perception of you. Let me repeat that. You have to let go of other people's perception of you. Let's think about what perception is, and I'll give you an example, okay? So the perception can be taken many different ways, okay? Let them perceive it. I'll give you an example of a post I did that created two sides of a perception. So when I was in Dubai, I put out a post that there's no pandemic happening in Dubai. Number one, on Instagram, they took it down as a dangerous post. It went viral on TikTok. And there was two types of people and hundreds of messages coming in. One of the perceptions was, now remember, if I wasn't able to manage through these hate comments, I probably wouldn't be able to handle social media, because one of the sides of the perception was, you're an asshole, you're shoving this in our face that you're going to Dubai. And the other side was drastic. We are so grateful that you're sharing all this stuff, you're sharing the knowledge, what you're experiencing. This inspires me. So they're both equally important perceptions, and they're both very, very true. Here's why. Because what each person perceives is their own truth. So what it could do to me is, we know that the more negative is more powerful, and we always focus on the negative, like the black spot on a white pair of pants or the scratch on the Lamborghini or Ferrari. You're going to point that out. Or if you have a beautiful woman and you say, you are so beautiful, you look so beautiful today, they point out the zit on their chin when you didn't even see it. Like, oh yeah, but... because as humans, we operate in a negative frame of mind. What I understand is, it doesn't matter what someone's perception is. Let them perceive it and go even harder. Because if you live your life managing your emotions to other people's perceptions, because 99% of the time, they're not right in your paradigm, but they're right in their paradigm. There's many things, as I kind of, I don't know how to say it, as I get more popular on social media, it's the only way I could say it. I mean, we get hundreds of messages a day now. I've made certain things in my life a lot more private. I went a lot more private in my personal life in certain things. Many things I'm very private about my personal life and not as open about. The reason why is because I want people to be mysterious, or be a bit mysterious, and let people perceive what they want. There's all kinds of perceptions, all kinds of things going on out there. And I realize that I don't owe anybody anything or an explanation, nor do you. If you wake up and you're a good person, you're good to the earth, you're good to your people, you work hard, you're not an asshole, you're not stealing from people, you're not cheating, you're not lying, then you have nothing to worry about. So I see so many people, so many of you getting so caught up in the perception of others and worrying about what other people think. You have to stop, warriors. What other people think about you is none of your spiritual business. And it's holding many of you back from the life you always deserved. You know, that post had, it's viral. You can see it was shared close to 100,000 times, right? People are like, you're an asshole. You're privileged. You're this. You're trying to show your privilege. I'm like, what would I take the time to explain myself to that person who I don't even know? Think about that. It's someone that I don't even know. Rationalize that. I don't even know the person. And you have a negative opinion on me and you don't even know who I am. Like, really think about that. The person has a negative opinion on me and they don't even know who I am. So why would you spend an ounce of your time on somebody who's perceiving something about you if they don't come and talk to you and they don't ask you directly and get the information straight from you so they can form a educated, factual opinion, combining both paradigms, and you have nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. So I really wanted to get this message out to you guys because I think this is holding a lot of you back. And I think what it's doing, it's making a lot of you create these little things where you get different people involved and try to figure things out. And what that's going to do for you, it's going to destroy your reputation, number one. Number two, it's going to have you so focused on the things you shouldn't focus about when you could take that energy and vibration and you could use it for good. So what I've done is I take away all that stuff. If I see something or I perceive something, I go to the person and I ask them. And I'm usually wrong. I'm usually wrong. And I'm able to clear it up, wipe my hands, and move on. So I just wanted to get that message out to you guys to motivate you. Let them perceive. Go harder, warriors. Let them perceive and go harder until they say, hey, listen, I want to know what you're doing. I heard this and this and this. What is your perception? And then after that, it's straight up to them whether they're going to believe you or not. But it's also not your responsibility to shape and mold to someone else's opinion. If you hear someone talking behind your back and it's bothering you, then go to them straight up and say, I hear you're talking shit. What's up? Or let it go. Because would you really want to surround yourself with people like that? But I'm seeing this a lot with people that want to succeed or people that are moving forward or people that are doing remarkable things is that they get pulled back into this negative cesspool of these people licking Cheetos off their finger with their keyboards in their basement trying to rip you apart. You don't even know the person. So why would you care what their opinion is? And if it's somebody within your family or within your timeline or your friendships, then fuck them. If they're going to spend their time ripping you down and tearing you apart, sometimes your friends are your worst enemies, which is the craziest thing I've ever experienced in my life. Some of the people who you think that would be the closest to you are the ones trying to destroy you. But that's not your responsibility to even figure out. Let the universe, God, omnipresence, Allah, Buddha, whatever you believe in, let karma take care of it. Let the dark forces, whatever it is, let it take care of itself, warriors. Don't let anybody, anything, nobody hold you back. Because it's only you and it's reverse. It's you perceiving what they're perceiving and spending a freaking wasted time on trying to prove your paradigm to them. If they don't come to you and they don't ask you, then let it go, warriors. If they don't come to you and they don't ask you and they don't know you specifically, you're getting mad or upset about somebody that doesn't even know you on social media. We got to get our shit together, warriors. We're so worried about what other people think, and we're so worried about other people and other people's paradigms. It's time to rise. Our families are relying on us. Our generations are relying on us. We got to get tightened up. We got to stop being so sloppy. We got to get our shit together. We got to get our nutrition under control. We got to get our mindset under control. We got to start moving forward. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to get back up, warriors. This is warrior shit. It is time for us to get in our lane, get in your paradigm, get your affirmations going. Get your goals written down. If you haven't joined the academy, join the academy. Go through the 120-day challenge. Keep the quick description down below. If you go through the full 120-day challenge and you're not satisfied, we'll give 100% of your money back. This is it, warriors. This is it. This is your time. Let me talk about some of the greatest of all time. You think Muhammad Ali worried about people thought about him? Do you know how many people talk shit about that dude? Conor McGregor, yeah, he's doing some really douchey things lately. But I'm just context, right? He doesn't give a shit what you think about him. He doesn't give a shit if you put a negative comment. Do you think Will Smith cares if you put a negative comment out there? Do you care what The Rock thinks of what your opinion is about there? And it may get to them. It may bother them, yes. But some of the greatest people out there, they don't care. So when you are going to be the greatest of all time within your paradigm wars, why does it matter what other people think? Don't shape, don't mold, don't bend. If you're being a good person, you're being a good wife, spouse. Now, if you're doing something wrong, you need to get your shit together, straight up. If you're doing some shady shit, get your shit together. Pretty simple, right? If you're where you're not supposed to be, you're going to do something you're not supposed to do, and you're going to lose something you're not supposed to have. And you know who I'm talking to. You know, if that hits you, then you know I'm talking to you. If you're where you're not supposed to be, doing something you're not supposed to do, you're going to lose something you're not supposed to have. Then you should be worrying about people are saying about you. And if you are constantly worried about people are saying about you, then you ain't doing your shit. So we know the answer. I know you're doing your things. I know you're working hard. I know you're dedicated. I know you're focused. I know you're working very hard to take your family next level. So stop worrying about people think. Stop wasting your energy. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. As we always say, warriors, let's get your shit together. Let's go.